Welcome to a brand new month here at It's Time For Me, and this month we're going to be covering the very important topic of fear. So fear is something that we all experience. For some of us, it comes up from time to time, perhaps when we're about to make a life change or we're thinking more deeply or feeling more deeply into ourselves, and it comes up at that point. For others, fear is something that takes over more often than not, and you might be feeling in a place of overwhelm or panic quite a lot, driven by the fear. We also look at elements to do with control, trying to control parts of our life, parts of ourselves where we're thinking, I'll just do it, I'll keep in charge of this, I'll control everything that's going on for me and around me, and that will make things better. And that is actually driven from a place of fear. So fear is showing up in so many places within ourselves and within our lives that we may not even be aware of. As I talked last week in the 7-day self-care experience, we also can hold and store fear so much in the body and not even be aware of it. So fear can be prominent in your life or it can be under the surface, but for all of us, it's there somewhere. This month, though, I want you to let go of giving out to yourself about your fears, telling yourself you shouldn't have them or you should just get over them. That is not the case. This month is a healing month around accepting your fears and acknowledging your fears, because they're driven from something. We're going to be looking at your fear story. This is going to be a really interesting part, and your journal is going to be a key part of this. The teaching around your fear story will be later on over the next few weeks, but I would invite you to come to your journal to use that space to write out your fear story. And I'll explain more about that at the time, but it really is about getting to the core of when your real foundation of fears began, because a lot of times we will have reactions based from fear that we developed through a situation that may have happened to us in our lifetime, through childhood experiences, or to different situations that came up. And then what we're doing is we're living from that place of fear and don't even realize it a lot of the time, and it's manifesting itself throughout our lives. So we need to look at where that is all coming from. And that's part of accepting as well. We are going to look at the acceptance part, like I said, the acknowledgement part, and also releasing and healing this. But this is not about getting rid of the fears. It's about understanding it's normal, it's part of us all. And when we understand ourselves more and understand our fears more and see how it's playing out in our day-to-day life, we have a better chance of, I suppose, reacting differently to it. The fear will still come up, but the reaction or the trigger aspect of it is not as great. And that's what I'd like to help you with over the course of this month. I did find it interesting last week. I had a different topic picked for this month, but last week through the seven day self-care experience, a lot of you were getting in touch with me about the fears that were coming up. And I just thought, one, fear is such an important topic anyway, but it's something I haven't touched on for a couple of years. We really do need to look at it. So as I mentioned, your journal is going to be a very important part of this month's topic. It's an important part of every month, but particularly this month. And I know some of you are resistant to journaling and think you don't know what to write and don't want to take the time, but please, it is so important. And also it will really give you those insights that we're trying to get this month. There's a morning and evening ritual there for you to do. You can do that every morning and evening or a few times over the week, but I would, you know, encourage you to do that. And there's two meditations there as well, brand new meditations around releasing fear and also just coming, bringing the anxiety or panic levels down. So they will be very helpful as well. We also have our soul gathering. The details of that class are below. And this is just going to be a really lovely month. As always, if anything comes up for you that you feel a bit overwhelmed with, you know, always get in touch with me. And I look forward to connecting with you over the next couple of days as we move on with this topic. Have a really lovely month, and I'll talk to you soon.